I'm Shelley Heidemann. I'm the executive director of Faith Coalition for the Common Good here in Springfield.
And I'm Leroy Jordan, and I'm the co-chair of the Rail Task Force for Faith Coalition for the Common Good.
Mr. Jordan, we will be talking to you about one of your more recent concerns regarding the rail project and remains from the 1908 race riots. Mm-hmm. But right now, Shelley, I think some people might still not be completely sure what it is your group does. So do you want to just give us the background on that?
We're a faith-based organization. We're member, institutional member-based, churches, nonprofits, and union labor organizations. Right now we have 35 institutional members. And we train people within our different member institutions to have a voice in the public arena and to really work on making a systemic change.
Just so people know, this is not a studio interview. We're sitting here in the basement of
Calvary Baptist Church.
Okay, and that's where you are located. And there's also some other projects that go on here as well.
Calvary Baptist is a really happening church. They have the alternative school here. They have Nehemiah Housing and other church-related activities, plus the Faith Coalition office.
So lots of community outreach efforts from where we're at now. So Leroy Jordan, your name will be familiar to those who have been following the rail project here in Springfield. I have seen you at those meetings. Talk a little bit about what got you interested in the first place as far as the rail project and what your concerns have been about plans to add high-speed rails to certain areas in town.
My interest has been for many years. I live over on Ash Street, which is one block. Randall Court is my home area, and it's one block from the 19th Street rail track. And so that's a personal interest there as well as being a part of the community. Chances are our neighborhood will be affected at some point by that rail on the 19th Street. Been concerned and dealing with railroads all my life because where I was born and lived in Murfreesboro, Illinois, the rail track was not too far away from my grandmother's house. So in the winter times was the happy times because we could get the coal that the coal cars were dropping on the rail track to keep us warm. And so that's been that kind of relationship with the rails issue all my life. Communities where there have been railroads going to them and how they have been a part of downfall, you might say, of communities. Partly my interest in Springfield is to make sure as best I can or we can that things like safety, things like jobs, and we have about a 7 or 8 point program that we look at as it relates to the rails.
We're going to be talking about a more recent concern as well. You have a pamphlet in front of you that says something so horrible on it, and it's talking about the race riots from 1908. So you want to fill us in?
First, let me say that I am in the process of reading this. I got it the same time you did from Shelley. But I suspect that the pamphlet talks about what happened during the 1908 race riot, which I call a misnomer anyway. I don't know how one side can be rioters and when they're being ran out of town. You know, it's not like it was a battle of any sort going on. It was just
you call it maybe more of an attack.
Yes, I would. That has now come back to the question of what to do with the site as far as the 10th Street corridor.
Because there's foundational remains there from houses that burned down during the fires that happened as a result. Is that right?
Yes. Part of the issue is whether the railroad would run its footprint, meaning the rails, over that particular site. And if so, then that would really kind of destroy the uses of it from a historical standpoint. It would not be anything. Once you settle that ground and put rails there, you can imagine with trains running over it constantly, that would not last long. So our effort is to try to find ways to mitigate that situation and preserve the findings of the race riot.
that was what led to the founding of the NAACP, right? Which some people don't even know about the race riots of 1908. So it sounds like you want to bring more recognition to that.
Yes, definitely. And part of our effort is to think of ways that this can be done and preserved and really turned into some kind of commemoration of that event, so that children and citizens and everybody will know what happened in our community.
These foundational remains haven't, from what I understand, really been recognized or remembered. And we know that the hospital in town, St. John's, they've been talking about what to do about the fact that where they want to build, there's more of these foundations. So at least they're trying to put some work into doing that.
They want to build a new, I think, women's and children's center there. And so they had a town hall meeting a month or two ago to invite the public to come in and give some ideas about ways to memorialize the 1908 race riots in that site. So we really applaud them for doing that.
You guys recently had a press conference when President Obama was in town.
We wanted to take advantage of President Obama being in Springfield, and you know, he knows Springfield. He's from Illinois, and so we really felt like he's our brother, and we wanted to call on him to support having that historical dig site completely excavated, number one, and then memorialized in some respectful way. And we felt like we need to go straight to the top and, you know, get his ear and get his support for this in Springfield.
What would be the ultimate goal, or do you know yet? Does there need to be, you know, more town hall meetings and discussions?
There are a number of consulting parties, interested parties here in Springfield, the NAACP, the African American History Museum, and Faith Coalition for the Common Good. And we're coming together to think about what are some really wonderful ways that we can memorialize that site. St. John's at the town hall meeting, they talked about having a healing garden and doing some murals on the building at St. John's, but also possibly some murals on the overpasses and the underpasses, you know, for the rail project. And maybe just having a park and having plaques and memorial stones, and then for sure taking the artifacts and putting them in prominent places. If we end up having a multimodal facility, maybe having a section there where those items can be displayed. And again, really emphasizing the importance of education for our young people in the city of Springfield so that they know what our history is.